Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to our Boardroom Chats.
Boardroom Chat. And this is number 298.
298.
That's great.
My God.
It's a lot of great word out
what
there.
What a blessing of the Lord. Well, what is this week? This week is the first week, I think, of the new year. Am I correct? What is the date when you're watching this? What is today? Is the 7th? It'd be the 9th, right? The 9th, I think, today? 8th or something like that. Well, either way. It's the first.
Some of us are going to watch it later.
First week, because, you know,
it's our first
7
chat.
Days.
Is it our first chat for the year?
No, we did one.
We did January 1st.
Yes, that's right.
Mystery solved.
I want to talk about firsts. Because, you see, I think it's a good thing to start telling yourself that from this whole year, starting on this first week,
first month,
we're going to put God first, spiritually, physically, financially, every area of our life. And I promise you, and I believe this, that by the end of this year, 2026, you will be amazed what you not only have done and doing and what you have by the end of this year.
I believe it.
If you put him first. And I want to go to Matthew chapter 6. And I love it. And in verse 34, it says, take therefore no thought for the morrow. In Matthew 6, 33, I'm sorry. But seek ye first. You can't have second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, I don't know, whatever you got, unless you seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I've said this before in other boardroom chats, but I want to get on this stronger. The kingdom of God. What does the kingdom of God mean? And I want to say the kingdom of heaven is a place. The kingdom of God is a method. It's God's way of doing and being right. See, to get to understand that, you have to seek him first. I can honestly say, without sounding prideful or arrogant, in these 50 years of ministry, and we're celebrating it all year.
50 years.
I mean,
Hallelujah.
That's something. I'm still amazed at that. That we did put God first.
Oh, yes.
We built a ministry before we ever built a home, that big home.
Right.
We did all, I mean, and not bragging about that.
Right.
We always put him first. And, you know, God has blessed us and touched us. And everything I believe that I know of that we put our hand on has prospered, spiritually, physically, and financially. By seeking him first, I'm just never sick. And I don't mean that pridefully. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. I kind of adopted me and Andrew Womack. I sure like Andrew. He's such a blessing. But I like what he says, and I adopted it to you, that every germ that touches my body dies instantly.
Yeah.
And boy, I got to say, that's kind of happened at our house too.
Amen.
And
I'm declaring that you got to put your faith voice to something. Why not put it to that?
Say yeah. And say it doesn't that. Mean you know it doesn't touch you. It means it won't
prosper.
It
dies instantly.
Yes.
You know, that reminds me of something I read in a book by John G. Lake, how, you know, they had some kind of plague that was going on in the area
that
he was at.
The bubonic plague.
I'm not sure what it was. But anyway, he had put, he told him to put the germ from that on his hand.
No, on a slide, on a microscope.
He put it on his hand.
I know.
And then died when it was on his hand.
I know what it was. I know that, sir, because I read that. They put it on a slide, and he said, now watch this. When he put his finger on the slide, the germs died instantly.
I knew something with his body connected with that germ.
Ooh,
and they could see under the microscope that it just died instantly. So, and that's really a kingdom principle. You know, anything that comes in contact with the power of God has to stop.
Ooh.
And that's when Jesus came on the scene. He put a stop to a lot of things. What happened when we went into the house of Peter, and Peter's mother-in-law was sick? He touched her. He prayed for her. Instantly, the fever left. She got up and started serving him and helping him. So it's just something that happens when you come into contact with a living God. And so the point is that when you give voice to that, which is the theme for this year that the Lord gave you, that I'm just embracing with all my heart.
And what
that's
is
what
that
I want
theme?
You to embrace is use your faith voice.
Hallelujah.
Use
only
your faith
say what
voice.
Faith says.
And we talked about it a little bit on a glorious living that's coming up that they're going to see. But it's so important that we use our faith voice.
Oh, it's
which means you speak the word. It's another way of saying speak the word, believe the word, declare
right.
the word.
Right.
And you're going to get what the word says.
Well, I'll tell you this much, to seek you first. Everybody, let's just be honest here, likes to be first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about it. When you get married, you and your wife get married, what you're saying was, you're first in my life. Hmm. She's saying, you, man, are first in my life. You see what I'm saying? When you get married to God, in other words, you get born again, you first in my life. Now, you think about that. And everybody likes to be first because that means you're being thought of all the time. So I was asking the Lord, what would I say today? He said, I want to thank you for keeping me first.
Wow.
And we do that in our finances. We do that in every area of our lives. You know, we're always looking to be a blessing. And, you know, and a lot of times we bless a lot of people before we bless ourselves. I've had a lot of people tell me, I remember years ago after we first got born again, and we didn't have, you know, we gave all our money away. We didn't have much. I was on 104 Hellier Street, and Jules, my brother-in-law, he was a lawyer then. He's now a great preacher and prophet of God, and pastor too, and educator, and my brother-in-law. But I mean, what he said, Jesse, and we had had a tithe check, and I had a piano in my home, a little spin it, you know what I mean? By spin it, a little stand-up piano like that. And Kathy would put the tithe check on bills so we could bring it out to the mailbox, put the flag up like that, and, you know, mail it. And he said, y'all need that money. Y'all need that. I said,
and he knew we needed.
And oh, yeah, we did.
But we needed
we
to
said this,
more.
Jules, God is first in our lives and first in this house.
In our money.
And look what God is. Today, we don't sweat money whatsoever at all. Mm-hmm. And God's been so good and gracious. So what have you done for God this first week? Mm. Have you put him first?
You know,
spiritually, physically, financially.
That's what it means when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He's the Lord. It means he's the one who you go to first for instructions, for wisdom, for anything in your life. And I remember a song that I heard when I first got born again. They were singing in that little church we used to go to, that first church you preached in.
Oh, that's a Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple.
Yes, that's what it was called then. I think it's called something else now. But they had a song this little trio would sing, and it says, if he's not Lord of everything, then he's not Lord at all.
Yeah.
And that's really true. You can't have him just a partial Lord, just on Sunday or just when I'm around Christian people. He has to be Lord 100% of the time. Yeah, that means he has to be first in your life.
Amen.
And that is the formula for success. What did God tell Joshua? He says, if you'll meditate in the word day and night, you're going to make your way prosperous and you're going to have good success. Joshua was responsible for leading the children of Israel into the promised land. So God was talking to the leader, giving him instructions. And those same instructions that Joshua had that helped him to possess the land can help you to possess the land in your life, the promise that God has placed on your heart. God has so many promises and we need to get with it. 2026 needs to be different. We don't want to look, God did a lot in 2025, but I'm expecting more in 26 because we're getting closer and closer to the return of the Lord. We've reached many people over these 50 years of ministry, or 49. This is our 50th year. And so God's called us to reach people, change lives once in a time. Millions
first.
Have been reached through the different platforms and things that we've done over the years. But there's many more that need to hear. There's 8 billion?
Yeah, almost 8
planet.
Billion people
I think
on the
about
planet.
Only about a fourth of that or call themselves Christians, maybe a little more than that.
And you think about the technology of that.
Yeah.
There was always a scripture in the Bible that I struggled to understand, that you could save a nation in a day. And I thought, well, how are you going to do that? I mean, you know what I mean? A nation of people. But because of the technology, because of Elon Musk, he put up those satellites up there so everybody could get internet and different things up there. I think they're still putting things up there. You can, if everybody tunes into this program, the whole world can tune into this program right now. We can preach to the world in 7 minutes. That's unheard of. I tell you what, man. And God said in the last day that man's knowledge would increase greatly. But watch that. When we put Jesus first, I'm going to go back to that little spin. When you would write that tithe check, and I mean, we needed that money. I ain't going to lie. We did. But we knew God would be first. What I didn't realize, I was in that tithe check or even in an offering. I was building my future, that God was opening up doors that no man could shut and close doors, no man could open, and send me a tsunami flood of blessings spiritually, physically, and financially. And I want to say something. I mean this sincerely. You need to do, if you hadn't done anything in this first week yet in terms of your giving, you need to, because it sets up what you're going to receive for the rest of the year. In other words, your harvest, your seeds, a harvest can't come until the seed begins to percolate, you know, germinate, whatever you call it, and until it brings forth, spiritually, physically, and financially. Why do you go back to finance? I'll tell you why. Because we live in an economic world. You know, you always hear people saying this, you know, this is going to happen. And boy, I tell you what, and it's coming. How about this is going to happen? It's already happened.
How about now?
Yeah, faith now. Is. Faith, use your faith voice. People yeah. are putting their faith in the future. Now, listen, it does have the ability to create a future, but it wasn't made for the future. It was made for the now. So if you want to give today, if you're a partner, and many people are doing this right now, I'm telling you, I ask you to be a partner to this ministry. I don't want any of it personally. I will not touch any of it. This ministry is totally debt-free. You send me $10, you send me 10 cents, 100%. I'll tell you what we're believing for. I'm going to say it in this first week, 20,000 people giving $1,000. That's 20 million. Now, what are you going to do with that 20 million? I'll tell you what I'm going to do with that 20 million. Two projects gone. Just like that. God's projects, not mine. You see what I'm saying? So God's words works. What's the first thing you do normally when you get up in the morning? You eat a little breakfast. Yeah, I know what Kathy does.
Breakfast.
She drinks her coffee. She likes a little coffee, you know. She does something for her. I know what she's going to do. Well, I'm telling you, if you do these things, you may be one of the 20,000 that'll give $1,000. I can't give that. Okay, I agree with that. I've had people say I couldn't do that. And within a month, 2 months, they were able to do it and got a blessing. One person I know of gave $1,000 and within, oh, I think 2 days got $10,000, which they were not expecting.
You know, instead of saying, can't do that because you're looking at your condition now, say use your faith voice and say,
amen.
Lord, I'm believing, I'm declaring that I will be able to do that. Lord, God will get it to you because he knows he can get it through you. And you've heard that whole phrase so many times. I know I have. But it's really true. God will put resources in your hand. What does the word say? It says God provides seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So he will provide the seed for you if you believe for it, if you put your faith voice to it. And then that's just the beginning. Then harvest comes to you. And then there's a continual process of giving and receiving and so that God's work is continued and built up in the earth.
I used to say this years ago, and it had happened when I said it. I said, one day, I said, you're going to get a check, and you're going to say, what am I going to do with this? I remember saying that, and it hadn't come to pass in my life. Look at me now. Look at me. I can say this now. I get a check and I tell Kathy, what are we going to do with this? That's what I'm talking. I built the foundation for future to just go to the beyond limitation. And I've done it spiritually, physically, and financially. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. If you'd like to be a partner, I wish you would. I mean, so I can get more people saved. That's all I'm interested in, is to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. Go to JDM.org. That's our website. You can hit a donate button, and I hope you do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, maybe now your Christmas bills are coming in. You need to get some money to get that paid. Here's the way to sow seeds. Mm-hmm. Now, some people say, you're just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that. God's saying that through me. Right. He's just trying to be a blessing to you. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one.
Yes.
Or you can go to the free JDM app. I know you like that a lot. And just select the kind of giving you want, or you can use the post office like I do, and just mail in a check and you'll be blessed by it. I hope you do that. And I mean, I'm doing it this week, not to get something from you, to get something to you.
Yes.
And it's just such a blessing. Look, I want everybody to look at this watch here. I want you, and the Lord said, you use this as an example. See that? I don't know if you can get a shot of it. It's a Breitling watch, I think that's what we call it. An aviator's watch. Okay, we were in Las Vegas ministering. I think I was ministering. Anyway, I always preach using that Word of Life Church for David Sheard and Vicky. Well, we were walking in the Caesar's Palace Forum. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's beautiful. It's just this inside mall, I guess you could say, you know. And I walked over, and we were walking in a beautiful place. And I walked past, well, I didn't go past it. I looked at this window, and this watch was in the window. And I said this, and Kathy heard me. I said, man, look at that. That's a pretty watch. You know, it's a rubber you know, the band, everything. And I said, that's a pretty watch. Cat said, I'm buying that for you. I remember you said you were so nice. I said, no, I didn't say I wanted the thing. She said, I'm buying for you. Somebody went behind me. We're talking there in the hall of that mall. So we walk in the store, and she said, let's go look at it, because I'm buying it. He was taking it out of the window when we got in. And I said, Cat said, I want to buy that for my husband. He said, it's already been sold. Somebody went in there and bought it for me. Now, I know who they are, and I can mention their name, but I want to protect their privacy. I thought, God. And then Isaiah 65:24 came in my mind. Before you ask, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, now that was the part that manifested. While we were yet speaking, I will hear. And he done that. Now, what's the odds of that happening? Not very, it won't happen. But yet God does that. Now, I don't know how many watches I've given to people. Sow seed and receive harvests. Seek ye first. I was the first one to have this watch. And you was the person that wanted to bless me with it, and someone else did. And what a blessing of the Lord. So it's the same way with everything. Here's another thing. I want a baby. Well, okay. I'll never forget that lady. I hope she's hearing this. Does she live in Scotland? The one that couldn't have any babies, now she got five?
Yes.
You got to watch yourself. You know, when you use your faith voice, son, that has massive amounts of energy in it. And it produces nothing but maximum effect and creative ability. We prayed she had a baby. Then five. And she came to one of our visionary conferences. And I said, hey, we were laughing. I said, you want another baby? No more.
Yeah.
And see, that's the over and above and beyond.
And when we were in Scotland, we met two of the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the daughters came with her to the meeting there. They're beautiful, tall, mm-hmm. almost grown up, teenagers. But
yep.
God is faithful. And if you put him first and trust him, instead of the bad report, believe mm-hmm. God's report, and you will see your promise come to pass.
It is amazing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. God's way of doing and being right. You know, I never finished the verse. Let me read it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, you know, you shouldn't have to seek righteousness because you've already been made righteous, but a lot of people have to, so that's fine. And all these things shall be added unto you. And if you go read that whole chapter, you'll find out what the things are.
All right, verse 31, and I'm going to read it for you.
Go ahead.
It says, this is the Amplified Bible. It says, therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? It says, for the Gentiles, heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. Verse 33 was the text that you took for today, and the Amplified says it so beautifully. It says, but seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. So what are you aiming at today in 2026? What are you striving after first? What you strive after first, if it's God, then he says all these other things that
whatever.
You need, what you're going to wear, where you're going to live, what you're going to eat.
Everything.
That, he says, he knows you need that. It's going to be provided. That's the all that
you're
talking
about.
That's the all.
Read that in the Passion Translation. I want to see what the Passion says.
Okay.
I like that Passion Translation. Kathy's the one, she uses that quite a bit sometimes.
Yes.
And it's just so right to put God first. Kathy likes it when I put her first.
Oh, it
I like it when she puts me first. Do you
know? God first, then Kathy.
Do you know Kathy years ago? And I can only, I'm saying this maybe wrong, but I've seen it in every movie when they were, what they call period films, you know, old movies, 18-something, that when the man sat down at the dinner table, the father was served first. Remember in Ebenezer Scrooge, she said, bring that to your father?
Yes.
Just thought I'd bring that to your remembrance.
Well,
You take it. She does. Like she'll say, most of the time we sit by the television and watch news and eat. But sometimes she'll say, come over here. And she has, and she brings my, you do bring my plate first. That's just, and I appreciate that. Just don't forget it.
That's what he oft, we often say. He says he's low maintenance. I said, no, you're high maintenance. I said, because you, I know you'll eat anything, but I got to get it to your mouth.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Read Passion.
Anyway, Passion Translation for Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, so above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him, then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly.
I'm telling you.
That, I love that translation. I've never really read it in that translation.
See, God is an abundant God. Well, each and every one of you should be an abundant person, you his children, right? I mean, it would be wrong for someone that would be very wealthy or rich, have a big house, and their kids are living in the yard in a cardboard box. That wouldn't be right. And yet the church world or the, has preached kind of something that way of thinking. God is everything, but you just be so poor, you barely can't do that. Stay in the cardboard box and all. No. And I think any good parent would want their children to do better than what they did. Mm-hmm. At least that me and Kathy, we believe that and acknowledge that. We want that to happen.
Yeah, you know, this whole chapter that Jesus is teaching on is really addressing a thing called worry, which a lot of people worry about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In fact, I just wrote a little statement here that I think I might have to research, might have to preach that. The remedy for worry. Yeah. And it's in verse 34, actually connects to 33.
Well, when you preach it, say this, there's nothing wrong with being concerned. But when you develop concern into worry, now you're getting out of the faith
force. Yeah, worry is different than concern.
And worry and hurry.
And there is a wisdom with planning your life and making sure everything is where it needs to be. If you're the one who provides the food, goes to the grocery store, you might have to finish.
Yeah, spit it out there, Mama. Do it like a...
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do Jesse. I can't take that
Can we cut that? Should we cut
Cut
the show real quick?
Just give me a call. Don't enjoy it.
Okay, keep talking. No, I'm not enjoying it. Praise God. So when you understand...
No, verse 34 in the Passion Translation says... I just need a little hydration. The Passion Translation for verse 34 says, refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with each challenge that comes your way one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Why? Because you put God first. Put God first. He's going to help you to take care of all those other things. Get things in order, and then this 2026 is going to be different than any other year.
I tell you, it's a good title for this boardroom chat. If you put God first, he will put you first.
That's
and then
good.
You'll have two first walking together. That's the faith voice. Well, we're putting God first.
Amen.
And we enjoy putting God first in every which way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? And in every area, spiritually, physically, and financially. I love putting God first. Sometimes Kathy sees me walking around, what are you doing? I'm just looking at what the Lord has done for me. I never forget what he's done. Sometimes I walk out. The other day, I walked out and it was real early in the morning. I looked, I said, what a beautiful planet you have created. And I thought, man. And if we do first, we should take care of that. That's what I love about the American Indian. They understood the land. You know, they understood nature. And my God, they were the actually first people that took care of things, environmentalists. They were real funny about that. And they called it the Great Spirit. You see, those kind of things, that did those kind of things. So I made up my mind many years ago, where I'll tell you the actual date, the Labor Day weekend, 1974, when I got born again, and I made God first in my life. Now, let me tell you, before I was born again, I was a rock musician, a nightclub entertainer, and I made very good money, and it was wonderful. God didn't tell me to leave the music business. Everybody thought he did, no. The Lord, he asked me a question, do you love that more than you love me?
Am I first, basically?
That's what he was saying. Yeah. And, I was a baby Christian. I've only been saved a week. And I said, yeah, I got to be honest. I've always been honest with the Lord, I think. And I said, Lord, I got to think about that because I really love playing music. You knew that. I was practicing all the time and everything. What are you looking at? I didn't shave this morning. I forgot.
No.
She's always picking on me
actually,
like a monkey.
I'm looking at your neck.
What's wrong with my neck?
I was concerned that it was hitting the microphone.
Okay, yeah. She put me first.
Watching out for you.
Well, let me get back to my little testimony here.
Behind
and
us.
I came back to God in my prayer, and I said, you know what? I'm leaving the music business. I never thought I could do that. because I'm going to put you first. And from that day,
it's so true.
I want to tell you something. Everywhere I've gone, God has been with me. Mm-hmm. What else can I say? And I had a wonderful word given to me yesterday, and it really blessed my heart. It was from one of my employees, and the Lord told this employee to tell me something, and this employee said, man, he's my boss. I can't do it. She said, he's a woman. You go tell him. And so this person said, the Lord told me to tell you, they all call me boss, that he is pleased with you. And I thought, my God, man, what a blessing of the Lord. Please. Why? Because I'm better than you or I got more faith? No. I put him first.
That's right. That's right.
And I say it all, I will always put him first in every area of my life. Have you ever made mistakes? Well, certainly I've made mistakes, but not those kind of mistakes. Some of this junk that you hear that preachers do and ministers
do. You know, I was just thinking about how when you truly love, you put others first. God put us first when he sent his son to the cross to die for our sins. He allowed that because he knew that was the price that had to be paid to
well, God so loved the world.
Mankind back. And I was just thinking about how when your mother loved you, loved her children more than herself, when she refused to eat that little small
Royal Castle. It was called Royal Castle.
It was Royal Castle here in New Orleans. Hamburger, when your dad and mom only had money to have three burgers, and there were four people. So your mom pretended, I guess, or would rather you have it than her. Remember
and that? I saw that.
Tell that story. Yeah, that always touches my heart.
Well, what happened was, we didn't have a lot of money. And it was, White Castle hamburgers, those little bitty hamburgers about that big. Anyway, my dad stopped at this place, and there was 16 cents. And I've always been able to remember numbers for some reason or another. Came in the car. He took one. He said, Mama gave him one, gave Wayne one. Me and Wayne were in the back seat. This was before my youngest brother and sister were born. And me, and then I noticed that Mama wasn't eating. So I said, hey, Mama, where's your hamburger? Go ahead and eat that hamburger. Don't worry about it. Now, it still makes me mad when I think about it. The daddy was eating that hamburger and didn't even think twice about it. And I thought to myself, and I realized
he
that she
put himself first.
Yeah,
Mama
but in
put,
the wrong
Mama
way.
Mama put you first.
Mama put the family first. Him too?
Yes, all of
our two kids.
Right.
That's a mother. And I took it like this, and I hadn't taken a bite. I was about ready, and I went, Mom, I'm not eating this hamburger. And boy, you don't tell my mom. She said, you eat that, boy, I'll whoop you. Didn't he say spanking? I
that
said, well, you
can
whoop me all you want.
Then.
I said, I'm not eating this because you're not eating this. You don't have nothing. And I refused. And then she looked at me, and she had tears in her eyes. I got to watch myself because that touches me. I go back to that, back then. She said, how about if you take a bite and I take a bite? And we shared that hamburger. Right. Two bites and it was gone.
My mother made a lot of similar sacrifices and put us first, but I didn't connect the dots the way you did. You're a unique person.
Why'd you bring that up, man?
You're unique because I love to see you cry. You're a unique person, though.
Excuse me, cut it off. I got to hawk it out.
You really are a unique person. I believe that's why you have such a hatred, if you want to call it that, a godly hatred for poverty.
It's terrible.
And we've embraced the prosperity message, what people call the prosperity message, which is really the Bible, because he just said, put him first, then he's going to take care of all of that. And so this is why we want people to understand the truth that Jesus came. He says, I came, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the kind of God we serve. Yeah. He came to put us first. And when we put him first, we get access to all the promises. We just have to learn the principles that govern the kingdom of God. This is God's way of doing things.
I just thought of it. And I've never
Maybe
said that about that story.
Story to make you cry.
No, that same story was...
I love
that. That little hamburger, I'm not kidding you.
They were tiny.
Maybe this
they're,
big.
They, today
you know, the White Castle hamburger.
Today they're not called hamburgers. They're called sliders.
Sliders.
They would be the name of it, right? Why do they call them a slider, you think?
I don't know.
Slide in.
Now I remember this, and I've never said this. You eat one bite, you're never full. I was completely full when I ate that bite, and she ate that bite. God multiplied it, I guess, in our stomach or something. I don't know. I just thought of that.
Satisfied.
And I remember when we got home, Mama said, you hungry? I said, no. And I was not hungry at all. So God took care of that, see? But I didn't want my, I wasn't going to eat. I was not going to do that unless she had something. Well, you see what I'm saying? As she put us first, and then by her doing that, I put her first. Mm-hmm. And together we both became first.
And you were satisfied with half of a slider.
No, a bite. Well, I guess you could say it'd be a half of it because it wasn't very big.
Basically, a slider.
But I was full. And now that I think about that, I said, yeah, I was full. And I've never forgotten that, never will, you know.
It's precious.
And it was just such a blessing.
You were so young.
Oh,
I was. To have that kind of
I had
understanding.
To be 5 and a half years old, five, something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
You see, yeah, because it was in that 1955 blue Ford. I remember that, yeah. And I was going on six. So I must have been about 5 and a half. And I was really excited about going to school, you know, and it hadn't gone to school yet, you know, that kind of stuff. First grade or whatever. And so put God first this year.
Yeah.
Start this week. Put God first in your prayer life, in your financial life, in your family life. Do me a favor. I don't ask for many favors. Teach your children. Mm-hmm. Speak to them about God. Do this way. We do this. Me and Kathy, we did this with Jody. Bring your kids wherever you are in your living room, whatever, and lay your hands on them. And pray the blessing of God on them. And say, God will always be around you, on you, and protect you. And I'm telling you, it will bless you. I'll never forget when I did that
God
for Jody.
First.
Remember that? I mean, it was wonderful.
Yes.
We did, and God has always protected Jody.
Yes.
Well, my God, we're out of time. Here,
can I read testimonies?
Read a couple of those,
go.
Yes, before we do that.
We love it when you share your testimonies or your comments. Please keep doing that and let us know
Amen.
That you're out there that and where you're writing from, because it always blesses us. Teresa says, the world is a better place with Jesse and Kathy in it. Doing God's work every single day, loving people and teaching and preaching God's word. They are getting people saved one soul at a time.
Well, we can't do it without you.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you for it. Go ahead. Give me another
one. Ginger says, thank you so much. My mom introduced me to your ministry when I was a child. She calls Jesse her homeboy because we are from Grambling, Louisiana. Please come to Detroit, Michigan. We come there every year.
Yeah, we come every year.
Actually, it's Southfield, Michigan.
Yeah.
The church that started in Detroit is now in the suburbs. This one's from YouTube. It says, your ministry has blessed my family. We love your dedication to our Lord, and you are so funny. Joy, joy, joy. I'll choose joy all day long. They must be talking to you. You're the joy man.
I think I'm the apostle
Sometimes
of joy.
Sometimes I'm funny. Sometimes I'm joyful, too.
Yes, right? You are.
Okay, can't help it. Okay, Deanna says, your messages are on-time blessings sent in responses to prayer. Your ministry blesses me even when I listen to the older messages and re-watch the Merry Heart Doeth Good Like a Medicine series on YouTube. Thank you.
That's a blessing. You,
you know, you don't have to go to YouTube to watch that. You can get that on the app. They're all there, too, as well. Plus another 500-plus messages that you can just binge on and get strengthened and to help you to stay keeping God first. Two more, if that okay?
Yeah.
Jewel says, congratulations on 50 years of ministry. Thank you for all the work you do. It has impacted my life and the lives of many others.
Oh, that's a blessing.
And then this last one is from Ruben, which is translated from Spanish, because everything we do here is translated into Spanish.
Amen.
And on all our platforms, including this comes a little later. It's not at the same time yet.
Right.
It's a few weeks or months later. Anyway, Ruben says, blessings, Brother Jesse. Your sermons in Spanish have been a great blessing to my life. May God continue to bless and prosper you. Amen.
Yeah.
Love
what
that.
A blessing
Thanks for
of
writing
the Lord.
Those in.
I can't thank you enough for sending those in. Remember now, start now. Put God first in every area of your life. And then, and kind of keep a record. Watch what will happen by the end of 2026.
Mm-hmm.
You'll say, my God, look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Till next week, Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you soon. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.